Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're digging into UPS's second quarter 2026 results, and Jordan, this one's got a real end of an era, start of a new one feel to it.
It really does. But before we get into the brown trucks and the numbers, quick reminder for everyone listening.
Right. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good. Now let's get into it. So the headline here is that UPS just wrapped up something they've been talking about for a year and a half, the Amazon glide down.
Yeah, for anyone who hasn't been following, UPS has been deliberately shrinking the amount of lower-margin Amazon volume flowing through its network, about 2 million packages a day, and using that opportunity to rebuild and automate its U.S. network. CEO Carol Tomé said flat out, "We executed that plan exactly as designed."
And the numbers actually back that up. Consolidated revenue came in at $22.8 billion, up 7.6% year-over-year. Operating profit was $2.1 billion, up 12%. Consolidated operating margin hit 9.2%, which is up 40 basis points from last year. And this is the eye-catching part, up 300 basis points from just the first quarter.
That's a huge sequential jump.
It is, and it's really being driven by the U.S. domestic segment. Operating profit there grew over 20% year-over-year. Margin hit 8%, up 100 basis points year-over-year and 400 basis points from first quarter.
So walk me through why that's happening now, because U.S. volume was actually down 3.3%.
Right, that's the counterintuitive part. Less volume, more profit. It comes down to mix and automation. They've eliminated roughly $4.5 billion in expense tied to this restructuring, closed 45 buildings in the first half with more coming, and cut nearly 30,000 operational positions, including through their Driver Choice program. Meanwhile, 68.5% of U.S. volume now flows through automated buildings, up from 64% a year ago. And Tomé said automated buildings run about 28% cheaper per package.
So it's a smaller network, but a much more efficient one.
Exactly. And revenue per piece in the U.S. grew 9.3%, outpacing cost per piece growth by 130 basis points. That spread is the whole ballgame for them going forward. CFO Brian Dykes said they're targeting a 50 to 100 basis point spread between revenue per piece and cost per piece growth as the engine for margin expansion.
Let's talk strategy, because it's not just about cutting costs. They're chasing a specific kind of volume now.
Right. The pivot is toward premium customers, small and medium businesses, healthcare, B2B. SMB average daily volume grew 4.3%, and SMBs now make up 34.5% of total U.S. volume. Healthcare logistics crossed $3 billion in quarterly revenue for the second straight quarter, and they're leaning hard into cold chain. They added 27 temperature-controlled cross-dock facilities.
There was a great anecdote about that, the vaccine story.
Yes. Tomé described a vaccine shipment that travels from a manufacturer in Belgium through a UPS cold chain facility over to their Cologne air hub, flown to Worldport in Louisville, then trucked to Kentucky warehousing, all in under 24 hours and all on UPS-owned assets the whole way. That end-to-end ownership is their pitch. No handoffs to other carriers, full temperature and location visibility via RFID.
Speaking of RFID, that came up a lot.
It's basically their new differentiation story. They've finished deploying RFID sensing across all U.S. facilities and delivery vehicles, and Tomé shared this anecdote about winning over a high-end jeweler from a competitor because RFID at the pickup point eliminated the need for security guards watching every scan. She said everywhere they've deployed RFID at the origin, they've seen zero customer churn.
Now, what about Amazon itself going forward? Given all this is the drawdown story, are they just done with Amazon?
No, and that's an important nuance. Amazon is now about 9% of UPS's total revenue, down from over 13% at the pandemic peak. Tomé was clear that Amazon remains an important partner, They're just optimizing which volume comes through, not exiting the relationship. There is also a question about Amazon potentially competing more aggressively for enterprise customers. And Tomei said she's not aware of any volume loss to that competitive threat, pointing to UPS's differentiation in cold chain, reverse logistics, and executive-level customer relationships.
What about international? That looked a little more mixed.
International revenue grew a strong 12.5% to $5 billion, but operating profit actually dipped $59 million year over year, with margin at 12.4%, partly due to fuel costs, since international has more air volume and longer flight distances. But there's real momentum building. The China to U.S. trade lane returned to year-over-year growth in May, and Asia-to-Asia export volume jumped 13.6%.
Let's get to the guidance, because they raised it.
They did. Full-year 2026 revenue guidance moves up to approximately $91.2 billion, operating profit to about $8.65 billion, and diluted EPS guidance to roughly $7.22. For context, this is the fourth straight quarter UPS has beaten its own expectations.
So, what's the takeaway for investors here?
I'd frame it this way. This quarter is really the inflection point they've been promising. The messy, expensive restructuring phase is essentially done, and now the story shifts to whether they can convert that leaner network into sustained margin expansion by chasing premium volume instead of just chasing volume, period. The back half of the year assumes normal seasonality in the U.S. and supply chain solutions, with international doing the heavy lifting on margin improvement.
And worth watching, the Teamsters contract renewal is already on analysts' radar for 2028, even though management downplayed it as a long ways out.
Definitely one for the watch list. But before we sign off, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Well said. UPS heads into the second half of 2026 with a rebuilt network and rising guidance. The real test now is whether premium volume growth can keep pace with the leaner cost structure they've built.
We'll be watching the third quarter numbers closely to see if that spread holds up.
That's it for this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.